First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. A week after announcing her retirement, the director of the U.S. Geological Service told a Washington, D.C. conference that Superstorm Sandy fulfilled her worst climate change nightmare. It blew out the natural defenses against storms along hundreds of miles of the northeast coastline, leaving them vulnerable to any garden variety nor'easter that comes along. Now, the USGS is one of the agencies of the U.S. government that tells us the truth, starting with its insistence at the time that the Dust Bowl of the 1930s was a man-made disaster, a fact that is not widely enough understood to this day. But it is funded by Congress, and while it has not knuckled under to the knuckle-draggers by, for example, refusing to research global warming issues because many congresspersons don't believe in science, neither has it been especially strident about the clear and present danger of climate change, rising sea levels, more frequent and more potent storms, etc. But there is apparently something about resigning from your responsibilities for wheedling money out of idiots that sets the tongue free. Marcia McNutt, speaking January 15th at a conference of the National Council for Science and the Environment, a conference titled Disasters and Environment, Science, Preparedness, and Resilience, did not pull her punches as soon as she had explained that she was not speaking as an official of the government, but as someone who knew what the hell she was talking about, to paraphrase. Superstorm Sandy, she said, did far more than kill more than 250 people and inflict more than $65 billion in property damages. The storm also wiped out the natural defenses against storms, the dunes, barrier islands, and wetlands along most of the northeastern coast. What that means, as McNutt explained it, is chilling. For the next storm, not even a superstorm, even a run-of-the-mill nor'easter, she said, the amount of breaches and the amount of coastal flooding will be widespread. The cities of the Northeast, she said, are now sitting ducks for any storm that comes along. It's the equivalent of playing professional football without helmets. McNutt told the British newspaper The Guardian, the only one I've seen cover this story before, so far, and I quote her, "Before Sandy, someone asked me what my climate change nightmare was. Before Sandy, I said it was that with the extra energy in the atmosphere, it feeds superstorms that intersect megacities left defenseless by rising seas." And she added that, her nightmare, is where we now are. McNutt admitted that it would be possible to replace the dunes and other features that were wiped out with bulldozers, but at a cost of untold billions of dollars. Otherwise, nature will replace them, but over hundreds of years. Meanwhile, the hundreds of thousands of people who are right now desperately rebuilding their beachfront, ocean view, and Jersey Shore homes and businesses with government help need to know that their rebuilt structures will be far more vulnerable to much lesser storms than before Sandy. However, unless they read The Guardian or The Daily Impact, how they gonna know? For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.